Shalom. I am Jeff Mills, and you are listening to the weekly Shabbat teaching of Congregation Beit HaEmet, brought to you by HaEmet Ministries, where we encourage you to rethink, relearn, and return to the pure word and way of our Elohim. For more teachings, resources, and information about HaEmet Ministries, please visit our website at www.haemet.org. That's www.haemet.org. Blessings, and may our Abba continue to guide you and lead you into all truth. Shabbat Shalom. One of the elements of Pesach, Passover, that seems to get overlooked is the setting apart of the lamb. That was a very important part of that first Passover and a responsibility that Yah put onto the people as he gave them his instruction through Moshe. You know, if they're was not a lamb selected, and if it did not meet the requirements that Yahweh gave to the children of Israel, then there could not have been a Pesach. The lamb was the central focus and the central part of that whole event that happened there in Egypt, and it was extremely symbolic, and it still is today as we look back at that original Pesach and see what occurred there. And we can still learn from that. And the setting apart of the lamb is an important element, because it was the blood of the lamb that allowed the children of Israel to be passed over. And it's still the blood of the lamb that allows the people of Yahweh to be passed over, allows us to be spared and to be redeemed and to have the opportunity to repent, to make teshuvah, to turn from the things we have been doing and turn our lives completely back towards Yahweh and to surrender to Him. Because it is through what He has provided and done for us that we are passed over and spared from death. So it was a great responsibility to set apart a lamb. Moshe related Yahweh's instructions to the children of Israel, and they had to carry them out. So there was choice and there was action. They had to choose to follow Yahweh's instructions, and they had to choose to set a lamb apart for themselves. So they had, once they made their decision, they had to take action. They had to start preparing for the Pesach that was coming. And of course, they didn't know what to expect. They just knew that they had been told through Moshe that Yahweh was going to do something amazing for them, and they were going to be set free. But they had to follow His instructions. So what does it mean to set something apart? What is this setting apart that they were told to do? Well, to set something apart, it means to select something and designate it for a purpose and for a use. It represents something. And we know that everything that is associated with our Elohim is to be set apart, including ourselves. He tells us that you shall be set apart as I am set apart. So he uses his own example. And we are supposed to meet that standard. So the Pesach lamb was special. It was very symbolic. And it had to meet Yahweh's standard. And there's a very important reason for that. Let's turn to Exodus 12 and verse 3. Exodus 12 and verse 3. Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th day of this month, each one of them is to take for himself a lamb, according to the house of his father, a lamb for a household. So each one of them was to choose a lamb and take it for themselves. Each head of a household was to take a lamb for his house. So the responsibility was laid on the head of the household to perform this action for everyone that was in the household. So, you know, this is before the priesthood was instituted. So each head of household was acting as a priest for his house. He was in that role. He was making the selection and taking the action. And the entire house had to accept the lamb that was chosen. Each one of them. And that's very symbolic because it reflects on us accepting our Messiah. Because the Pesach lamb was a picture of something that our Messiah would do for us many, many years later. So the whole family had to embrace the lamb. They had to bring it into their midst and accept it and make it theirs. For each family, the lamb that was selected and chosen was their personal lamb. Okay, let's continue in verse 4. Of Exodus 12. And if the household is too small for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next to his house take it according to the number of the beings, according to each man's need. You make your count for the lamb. So, if a lamb was too much for a smaller household, then they were to join with their neighbor. They were sharing the lamb. You see the picture there? They were sharing the lamb with others if they had too much. And bringing them into their midst, accepting them. They were all going to participate in this Pesach together. So they were to account for each one's need to make sure there was enough lamb for each person. Each person had to have a portion of this lamb. and they had to participate in this Pesach meal. It was an important part of the whole observance that they were going through. So everyone who wanted to participate in the Pesach, because it was by choice, if they wanted to participate, they were given the opportunity. And just enough lamb would be provided to take care of the needs of each individual. The lamb was special, and they were made responsible for it and how it was used. Now think about this lamb being set apart and the whole family and maybe a neighbor's family were accepting this lamb and caring for it. You know, because it was set apart on the 10th day and not slaughtered until the afternoon of the 14th. So they had an opportunity to get familiar with this lamb. And they would already be developing feelings for this lamb. And they were starting to personalize it and look at it as more than just, you know, an animal out of a flock. It was their personal lamb. It meant something to them. And they would be able to pick their lamb out of any others. You know, they would become that familiar with it that they would begin to notice its characteristics and what it did. So the lamb was so special that after it was slaughtered and they had the Pesach meal, if there were any of it left over, it had to be burned because it represented something very special, and none of it was to be left over. It would be like a desecration for what was left over of that lamb to be mistreated after what it was representative of. So there was a window of opportunity to take part in the Pesach, and they had to make up their minds and decide what they were going to do. And they didn't have all that much time to prepare. Okay, let's look at verse 5 of Exodus 12. Let the lamb be a perfect one. That's important. It had to be a perfect one without spot or without blemish because of what it represented. A perfect one, a year-old male. Take it from the sheep or from the goats, and you shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month. Then all the assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it between the evenings. So they had to choose a lamb. They had to accept it. They had to agree that it met the requirements that Yahweh had given them and set it apart and prepare for what was coming. The responsibility was on them. And all who were involved with that particular lamb had to accept it and agree. You know, we also need to choose our lamb. as we are preparing for Pesach, we need to set apart the lamb in our hearts and in our minds. We need to choose our lamb. And we need to choose a perfect one without spot or blemish. And mark our own doorposts and lintels with the blood of the lamb, symbolically. You know, the doorposts and lintels represented the entrance into the dwelling place. And it represents the entrance into our innermost being. And we should not overlook the 10th day and setting the lamb apart. It should be a part of our preparation as we begin to think about Pesach. John told us who the lamb was, didn't he? When he saw Yeshua, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of Elohim who takes away the sin of the world." He knew what to look for in the Pesach lamb. And so should we. You know, the people of Yerushalayim, of Jerusalem, they accepted Yeshua as the Passover lamb. Even though most of them did not realize what they were doing, they set him apart as he entered the city. Because the Passover lamb has to be accepted by those coming under the protection of his blood. Let's turn over to John 12 and verse 1. John 12 and verse 1. Accordingly, Yehoshua, 6 days before the Passover, came to Beit Anya, where Eleazar was, who had died, whom he raised from the dead. So they made him a supper there, and Martha served, while Eleazar was one of those who sat at the table with him. Then Miriam took a pound of costly perfume of nard, anointed the feet of Yehoshua, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. So at the time of Yeshua, the people followed an inclusive count. 4 days. And there are still some countries that use an inclusive count today. So, looking at this account that John tells us, we can see that Yeshua was in Beit Anya on the 9th day of Aviv. That would be 6 days before Pesach. Okay, let's turn back to John 11 and verse 18. John 11 and verse 18. Now Beit Anya was near Yerushalayim, about 3 kilometers away. So we can see this was not a great distance. And Beit Anya was on the east side of Jerusalem, as well as the Mount of Olives. So Yeshua would have entered through the east gate, which at the present time is sealed. And the sealing of that gate was prophesied by Ezekiel. And the gate will remain closed until Yeshua returns. Let's turn over to Ezekiel 44 and verse 1. Ezekiel 44 and verse 1. And he brought me back to the outer gate of the set-apart place which faces east, and it was shut. And Yahweh said to me, this gate is shut, it is not opened, and no one enters it, because Yahweh Elohim of Israel has entered by it, and it shall be shut. The prince, as prince, he sits in it to eat bread before Yahweh, coming in by way of the porch of the gate and going out the same way. The sheep for Passover were brought in from the sheep gate, which was on the east side of Jerusalem, but north of the east gate. And the crowds were gathered to see the procession of sheep entering into the temple grounds. Imagine the scene. All the people are gathered for Pesach. They're all excited. They're all looking forward to it. And so this was like the equivalent of a modern day parade. You know, this was a big event, and these were the Pesach lambs. Everybody wanted to see the flocks of Pesach lambs coming in to the city and to the temple grounds. So there would have been a big crowd there. Let's turn to Mark 11 and verse 1. Mark 11 and verse 1. And when they came near Jerusalem to Beit Phage and Beit Anya at the Mount of Olives, he sent out two of his taught ones and said to them, go into the village opposite you, and immediately entering into it, you shall find a colt tied on which no one has sat. Loosen it and bring it. Beit Anya was in easy walking distance of Jerusalem, and Yeshua liked to retreat out of the city in the evening and stay somewhere else. This year, though, staying outside the city and entering the next morning took on a special significance. Let's turn over to John 12 and verse 12. John 12 and verse 12. On the next day, a great crowd who had come to the festival, when they heard that Yehoshua was coming to Jerusalem, took the branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, and were crying out, Hosanna! Blessed is he who is coming in the name of Yahweh, the sovereign of Israel. And Yehoshua, having found a young donkey, sat on it, as it has been written, do not fear, daughter of Zion. See, your sovereign is coming, sitting on the colt of a donkey. At first, his taught ones did not understand this. But when Yehoshua was esteemed, then they remembered that this was written about him, and that they had done this to him. Therefore, the crowd who were with him when he called Eleazar out of his tomb and raised him from the dead were bearing witness. On account of this, the crowd also met him, because they heard that he had done this sign. You know, this whole scene that plays out here as the lambs are being driven in to the temple grounds and Yeshua is entering at the east gate, and the people begin to praise him and bless him. They were accepting him. They were setting him apart. They were approving of him as their Pesach lamb, because Yeshua entered the city on the 10th day. Remember, the evening before, he had been at Beit Anya, but this is the next day. It's the 10th day. So he was set apart and selected to be the Passover lamb on the 14th of Aviv by the crowds who welcomed him into the city. What an amazing scene that played out there. So we need to think carefully about selecting the lamb. And think about the lamb that was provided for us. Our Abba has already approved of our Passover lamb. He has already found our Passover lamb worthy and to be perfect and without blemish. And our Passover lamb has already given his life for us. And now we have the choice to approve of him and select him as our Passover lamb or not. And another one will not be provided for us, because our Abba has already provided our Passover lamb. We just have to discern and recognize him for who he is and for what he did. Because Yeshua died at the exact time the lambs were being slaughtered at the temple. How can there be any doubt that he became the Passover lamb for all time? And it's through what he did that we are passed over and spared. And it is through what he did, just as he raised Eleazar, he provides the way for us to pass over from this life into the kingdom of Elohim. Let's look at one final scripture, Luke 13, verse 35. Luke 13 and verse 35. See, your house is left to you laid waste. And truly I say to you, you shall by no means see me until the time comes when you say, blessed is he who is coming in the name of Yahweh. Baruch haba b'shem Elohim. You know, it was a crowd that was gathered there that welcomed Yeshua into the city and approved of him and selected him as the Pesach lamb. But there's a time coming when all of those who have doubted and who have not believed and who have not yet seen that he is the Pesach lamb, who will accept him. What an incredible, amazing day that's going to be as we see this part of Yahweh's plan fulfilled. and the crowds of people standing there saying, "Blessed is he who is coming in the name of Yahweh."
Yivarekka Yahweh, Vayishmarekka. Ya'er Yahweh panav eleka, vihuneka. Yisa Yahweh panav eleka, v'yashem laha, shalom. Yahweh bless you and protect you. Yahweh make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. Yahweh turn back his face towards you and give you shalom. B'shem Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Yeshua the Messiah. Amen.
You have been listening to the weekly Shabbat teaching of Congregation Beit HaEmet, brought to you by HaEmet Ministries, where we encourage you to rethink, relearn, and return to the pure word and way of our Elohim. For more teaching, resources, and information about HaEmet Ministries, please visit our website at www.haemet.org. That's www.haemet.org. May our Abba bless you richly throughout this coming week and guide you into His truth. Shavua Tov.